does your character need to start preparing for winter? What is a freeze line? What are microgreens and chicken? Find out on this episode. Welcome to Writing Rule with Allie, the fiction writer's weekly inspiration station for rural life and lifestyles. From historical to post-apocalyptic, helping you bring your rural stories to life. I'm Allie, and this is episode number 63, Off the Grid Winter Prep. Stick around to the end to find out all the ways things could possibly go wrong. Now, let's get into this. Whether you're writing historical, off-the-grid, or post-apocalyptic, there are many things that your character will need to prepare for to get them through the winter. In this episode, we will assume that your character has shelter or a home, and we'll focus on what else they will need for winter. The first thing they will need to consider is water. Humans can only live 3 days without water, so it makes the top of this list. Water can be hauled in every day. Many farms have wells, and many historical villages have community wells. Most water inside of a well is below the freeze line. The freeze line is how far underground the liquid will freeze. I believe it is 4 feet in my area of the world. However, in Alaska, it is 100 inches. That is 8 feet and 4 inches, or for those of you on the metric system, 254 centimeters. However, historically, people carried water from rivers, streams, ponds, springs, and more. If the water iced over, they would find a way to cut through or chop through to get to the water. However, there are ways to store large amounts of water. Water towers can be used in warmer climates. Cisterns were large storage tanks normally found under the home. They were originally made of rock or cement, but today are made of heavy-duty plastics. Another way was a beoli, or maybe it's pronounced beoli? Please forgive me, this pronunciation is new to me. This is what my area of the world calls a stone stepping well. Around here, wells are dug in large areas that allow for things such as milk jugs, the old metal ones, to be stored in them to keep the milk cool. Here, we dig down to the groundwater. However, in other places in the world, this is not a groundwater source, but a place that water was hauled to or brought in with aqueducts, so they could store the water there for when it was needed. The oldest one that I can find in a web search is from 11th century India. Some people stored water in clay pots. In modern times, rain barrels can be used for gathering and storing rainwater. However, anyone who does this once will only allow the water to get 3/4 of the way full in the winter. That way, when the water freezes, it has room to expand without breaking the barrel. Something that we have done in winter was to place several water barrels inside of the home and fill them on the warmer days. We also kept a single metal barrel that is placed by the wood stove to melt any snow or ice that we needed. And it was convenient for having warm water on demand, meaning that I didn't have to boil it. Next up is food. While this makes second on my list, it's most likely the first that your character will be thinking about to prepare for. You see, they want to store enough for winter, and that means starting as early as possible to save as much as they can for each thing. When it is in season, spring crops include, but are not limited to, and please remember that this is regional and their list might be different for where your character lives. Beets, carrots, onions, peas, cauliflower, turnips, kale, lettuce, spinach, and more. As each season comes, they will have different crops that will grow and or that they will forage for. Walnuts fall from the trees in the fall, and berries come in the late summer to early fall. Pumpkins are ready to harvest in the fall, along with squash. Now, while that sounds like your character will have tons of food for the winter, that's not always the case. Your character will need to eat food at the same time they gather the food. So, this is what they eat plus what they will need to eat in the winter. How many people are in a family can affect this. Also, what stage of life the person is can also affect what is needed. A small child does not eat as much as an adult, but I know from firsthand experience that teenage boys might require more food than a grown man. Women while pregnant will require more food during that time, and when they're nursing, their bodies requires even more food to make the milk and feed the baby. For anyone who is wondering how much food your character would need, let's look at how much the average adult will need to sustain them. According to the medical sites that Google links to, because I am not a doctor, the average woman will need between 1,600 to 2,400 calories per day, and the average man needs between 2,000 to 3,000 calories per day to maintain the weight and keep out of the starvation zone. The exact number will depend on the character's height and their activity levels. If you're interested in figuring out how much your character will need per day, I will link to a calorie calculator in the show notes. Don't forget that they will have to grow and store enough to last from the beginning of winter until the first crops of spring are ready to harvest. Depending on where your character is, this could be a long wait. Next on the list is keeping warm. This covers a few things. If possible, your character will want as much insulation in the home as possible. There is moderate insulation. But I remember my grandfather talking about when he lived in a tar shack as a child, they insulated it with newspaper. I've heard of people in the 50s and 60s stapling bags of leaves on their walls for insulation and cardboard in the 80s. Another way is through warm clothing. My parents always said, if you're cold, put on more clothes. In history, people used layers and wool if it was available. Today, we still use layers and wool. We also use fleece, among other things. Having plenty of warm blankets somewhat falls into this category, whether quilts, comforters, or wool blankets. What will your character have? Only you can decide. However, the main thing people will think of is heating. I have several episodes about non-electric heating if you want to check them out. Some of the ways include, but are not limited to, a fireplace, wood stove, propane, natural gas, pellet stove, solar, wind, and more. What era you're writing and what is accessible to your character will be important. I've heard of desert tribes burning camel dung to stay warm. I mean, they don't have a lot of trees where they are. Your characters will need a way to cook. Normally, this is done with whatever they are heating with, but sometimes it is not. I have known of off-the-grid homes that heat with wood and cook with propane. The next thing that any character with animals, livestock, or whatever they want to call the fluffy feathered creature that they keep at the barn or coop, they will need food. Making sure there is plenty of food for the livestock is important. They should be saving this up all summer and fall as well. That said, I know some people who save seeds from things like chia to grow as a microgreen for the animals during the winter months. This can make for healthier animals, but it is also time and space consuming. Any animal shelters, the barn, the chicken coop, the duck coop, and anything else the animals might take shelter in during the winter will also need to be prepared. This could be fixing broken boards, adding shingles to the roof, insulating, and more. Another thing on the list is to make or buy any medicine that they might need during the winter. Personally, we stock up on cold and flu medicines ahead of cold flu season. However, many people in history make salve and other things during the rest of the year to keep them for later. The ones that I can think of are plantain salve or walnut warmer. Historically, and frankly most people today, will do winter prep on their home. This could be the insulation and shingles that we talked about earlier. It could also be adding chicking. Chicking is the stuff that goes between the logs of a log cabin. At least that's what Google called it. I always heard it referred to as mudding. Chimneys will need to be cleaned. I had my home burned down from a flue fire, and I promise your character will not enjoy the experience. Masonry of a home would also be checked and inspected. Fireplaces normally fall into this category. In modern times, even off-the-grid homes will prep the water lines for winter. No one wants a frozen water line. Another modern one is winter prep for any vehicles or farm equipment that they will need. There are some winter crops, like wheat, that farmers can grow. They will want their tractors for that. Non-modern times, they will want to make sure that haying wagons are working. Some things that modern homesteaders will do is have their septic tank pumped out every 1 to 2 years, 3 at the most. Having your septic line freeze, clog, or get blocked up in the middle of winter is no fun. And the septic company does not enjoy digging frozen ground. Ways to light the home in winter is something to get ready for. This could include candles, lamp, flashlights, batteries, solar generators, and many more. Even a fireplace could be used as lighting if it needed to be, or if they just wanted to conserve the lighting they have. There will also need to be some way to light them, maybe matches for candles or solar power for modern lights. Olive oil has been used for lamps since at least 1450 BC and possibly as far back as 4000 BC. Generators could use natural gas, propane, solar power, gas, or diesel. Another thing to check is to make sure that everything is working properly before winter. This can be cars, wagons, tools, heating systems, water storage tanks or barrels, and anything else that they will be using in the wintertime. It is best to check them and make sure that they are working or fix them before they are needed. Last on the list is something to keep your character from getting bored. We've all heard of the scary cabin fever. One of the ways to stave this off is to find things to do, and this is planned before winter. Maybe it's making clothing, new tools, whittling, or some other hobby. It could be playing cards, reading, teaching the kids to read, and much more. The point here is not to be idle and to keep busy. No one wants to stare at the wall. It is boring. Trust me, I know. I was grounded enough to know that as a kid. Some considerations will need to be taken into account in your story. If your character has a family or group of 10 to care for in the winter, that will take more than a single character to prep for the winter. If your story has teen boys, I can tell you as a mother, they eat a lot. If there's a baby or a toddler, your character will likely need some type of diaper or possibly milk. Nursing mothers will require more water and food than those who are not. Elderly characters need extra clothing to keep warm. If in modern times, there might be medical conditions that they need to think about. Insulin needs to be refrigerated, and those on oxygen will need batteries for the oxygen machines recharged. Do not forget the winter prep for next year starts the moment this winter ends. This will influence your character's actions if they rely on these things to survive the winter. Fun fact! Many families in history and even off-the-grid homes today use root cellars to store the crops for winter. These are underground rooms that are about the same temperature as a refrigerator. Now, for everyone's favorite part, what could possibly go wrong? Before we get into the best part, if you enjoyed today's podcast, I hope you will take a minute to follow, rate, and review on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you're listening on YouTube, subscribe and hit that like button. Drop me a comment. I love to hear from you. Remember, show notes can be found on my website, alliehart.com. Don't forget to share with a friend. And now, for everyone's favorite part. Likely to go wrong. Your character did not check the chimney before starting the first fire of the winter. There is a bird's nest in the chimney and it blocks the smoke from leaving. This causes the whole house to be filled with smoke. Also likely to go wrong. Your character makes candles to light their home in the winter. However, halfway through the winter, they run out of candles because they did not make enough. Also likely to go wrong, your character moved into a home with a fireplace for heating. This is the first time that they are heating with wood, and they do not buy enough wood to last the winter. Possible to go wrong, your character canned their own food for the winter, but did not can enough to survive on only what they canned. They will have to find a way to get more food or starve. Also possible to go wrong, your character is snowed in when their child gets sick. They have no medicine to help them and they struggle to keep the baby's fever down. Also possible to go wrong, your pregnant character goes into labor in the middle of a blizzard and the baby is coming with no doctor and only candlelight. Unlikely to go wrong, your character uses a diesel generator to heat their home. They have diesel delivered every week. One week, there is an ice storm and they can't get their delivery. They lose power and the only heating source they have. Also unlikely to go wrong, your character did not make sure they had enough warm clothing for the winter. They spend the winter feeling cold and risk hypothermia. Also unlikely to go wrong, your character does not get the chicken coop ready in time for winter. And when the temperature drops, some of the chickens freeze in the night. Improbable, but still technically in the realm of possibilities. Your character has to get water from the river. As they walk out onto the ice to find a good place to cut through it, they fall through the thin ice. This could be deadly. Also improbable, but still technically in the realm of possibilities. Your character is chopping through the ice on a pond, and the water splashes back on them when they break through it. The water freezes in the cold, and they get frostbite walking back to their home. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy wordsmithing!